The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Cleveland Cavaliers dominated Game 7 of their second round series at Detroit, eliminating the Pistons 125-94. Cavs led by 20 points late in the first half. Donovan Mitchell finished with 26 points, and now the East Final starts in New York on Tuesday. Game 1 of the West Final is Monday, Spurs at Thunder. Oklahoma City star Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, for the second straight year, was named MVP of the NBA. Among the four WNBA games, Las Vegas now 4-1, hit a late jumper to win at Atlanta 85-84. At the PGA Championship, the winner was Aaron Rye from England by three strokes. Denny Hamlin won NASCAR's All-Star Race at Dover. Alex Palou earned the pole at Indy. The Indy 500 is next Sunday on Fox TV. The Padres took the Sunday night ball game at Seattle 8-3. San Diego now hosts the Dodgers starting Monday. The Dodgers won 10-1 at the Angels.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Do you use propane? At Delta Liquid Energy, you can pre-buy your winter propane gallons to lock in your price. Fuel prices fluctuate, so with Delta Liquid Energy, you can take advantage of potential pre-buy savings. To learn more, contact Delta Liquid Energy before June 30th. Family-owned and operated, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
Get ready for the weather ahead at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. All Carhartt shorts, 15% off. 15% off UPF sun protection shirts. Sleeping bags, 15% off. Backpacks, day packs, and frame packs, 20% off. And at D&J, all the essentials you'll need for your camping gear. Plus, hiking boots. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, May 18th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Slo County Health Officer shares updates on hantavirus in California. Paso Robles High School honoring 14 student-athletes on College Signing Day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. County Health Officer Dr. Penny Bornstein released a full detailed statement about hantavirus in California and in San Luis Obispo County. The release says risk to the public remains low, and there are zero confirmed cases in California. There are five people in California who may have been exposed to the virus and are being monitored by public health officials. Currently, they have no symptoms. Some of these individuals were involved in a cruise ship that traveled before the outbreak was identified. The CDC and the California Department of Public Health will continue to update the public with any other findings. The Templeton American Legion Post 220 will be holding a Memorial Day service and barbecue Monday, May 25th, 11 a.m. at the American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street. The service will start with a flyover by the Estrella Warbirds, followed by its guest speakers, Pastor, Color Guard, Rival Squad, and Taps Bugler, presented by the American Legion Post 220. The service will end at 11:45, immediately followed by an annual barbecue at noon. The annual benefit barbecue is $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and under. Tickets can be purchased ahead of time at templetonlegion.org. PRHS honoring 14 student-athletes on College Signing Day. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. Paso Robles High School will host College Signing Day on Tuesday, May 19th at 4 p.m. in the Galesa Gym. During the event, PRHS will honor 14 high school student-athletes who have committed to continuing their academic and athletic careers at the collegiate level. For these student-athletes, signing to compete at the collegiate level represents years of dedication, sacrifice, and commitment, both academically and athletically, said high school principal and athletic director Michael Susank. The California Mid-State Fair has announced the Frontier Stage lineup for 2026. 12 nights of free concerts will be included with fair admission. Performances start at 8 p.m. Opening day on Wednesday will feature the Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship at 6 p.m. The full lineup can be found at midstatefair.com. KPRL News recently covered an interview with the president of the Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association Board of Directors, Mason Yaffe. The HOA levies assessments on members of Heritage Ranch for infrastructure and maintenance and has recently raised the assessments for the purpose of catching up on deferred maintenance. Mason spoke on these increases, clarifying the long-term needs of Heritage Ranch.
There's a ton of infrastructure projects. There was a massive one we did a couple of years ago. Everybody knows as the Comanche Spillway up here. It's just a large project, cost in the neighborhood of $500,000 to fix that. There's a land bridge that connects our marina to kind of the rest of the ranch that needed also somewhere in the neighborhood, maybe $450,000, $500,000, years and years of deferred road maintenance. I mean, I've been up here for 12 years and I've never seen a single thing done to the roads in all that time.
Mason also addressed a recent controversial decision by the HOA board to upgrade Heritage Ranch's security camera system. Heritage Ranch already had a security system prior to this decision, where pictures were taken of visitors going through the gates, only used for investigations. The upgrade to the system sends the data to the sheriff's office or CHP as well.
But it comes with the ability to tie into law enforcement so that they can do investigations of their own, and it saves our staff a tremendous amount of time from having to do those investigations on their behalf. But that was a very controversial point, that the fact that data about residents coming in and out would be available to law enforcement. But it creates a lot of concern and I think some of it is valid. You know, this was a challenging decision for the board to make, and none of the decisions that we make are necessarily black and white. They have pros and cons on both sides, and we felt at the end of the day that it was a net positive. But it certainly created a tremendous amount of conversation. We're going to have a special meeting at the end of this month to address that issue.
The next regularly scheduled meeting for the HOA Board of Directors is May 28th. These meetings are only for members of Heritage Ranch, and Mason also encourages any members to contact staff with questions or concerns regarding board decisions. KPRL News will continue covering information shared in this interview in future newscasts. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Mariners 8-3, the Dodgers over the Angels 10-1, the Giants beat the Athletics 10-1, the Mets over the Yankees 7-6. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Padres, the Athletics will go against the Angels, the Giants will face the Diamondbacks, the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, on Saturday night, Oakland, California, a driver traveling northbound on 85th Avenue struck a parked vehicle and several pedestrians, killing three and injuring several others. Oakland police are investigating the incident, and it is unknown if drugs or alcohol played a role in the crash. PG&D has shut off power for thousands of customers in Northern California due to recent weather. About 4,700 customers were affected this past weekend in Sonoma, Napa, and Lake counties. The shutoffs were done in response to high temperatures, high winds, and dry vegetation conditions. The California Department of Public Health has reported the largest number of illnesses and deaths in U.S. history from deadly poisonous mushrooms. The Department of Health reports 47 confirmed cases since November, with at least 4 deaths and 4 illnesses that required liver transplants. The local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. For smaller farmers, competing in today's agricultural economy can feel nearly impossible. Steve Sando of Rancho Gordo suggests going it alone is risky, and the old model of cooperatives might see a resurgence in small-scale U.S. agriculture. Sando has seen a number of small farms domestically come and go, trying to build a business relying on just farmers' markets.
In Mexico, in the villages where we're buying the beans, they do co-ops. So all the neighbors get together and grow the same bean. And I keep thinking maybe that's a way for smaller American farmers to compete, especially as now I just heard one of the packing houses for fruit in California that's been there for 100 years is closing. And it's just getting worse. So how do you make it better? And the hard part, I know, with farmers markets now, when I started out, there weren't that many. And now every chamber of commerce wants a farmers market, and they don't care if you make any money. But for you to get up at dawn, drive 2 hours, sit in the sun, and have people haggle over the price, it's heartbreaking. I mean, you have to find that one thing that every chef wants that no one's doing, that you could own that. And you could actually pre-sell it and not even have to go to market. You could say, oh, no, we've got it, but you have to do our CSA or the chef has to order it.
Again, that's Steve Sando with Rancho Gordo.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
Washington's farms and ranches are more than businesses. They're family legacies and the backbone of our economy. At Washington Farm Bureau, we're here to protect that legacy, and that starts with protecting families. Membership gives you access to WFB Healthcare, affordable, comprehensive coverage designed for farm families and agricultural-related businesses. Plus, you'll join a community working to protect farmland, support local food, and secure the future of agriculture in Washington. Find your business solutions today by visiting WFBHealthcare.com.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery, call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Chocolate remains a favorite treat for Americans. A 2024 report from the National Confectioners Association found that 65% of U.S. consumers eat chocolate, driving $21.4 billion in confectionery sales. But the future of chocolate is under pressure because cacao plants, which produce the cocoa beans used to make chocolate, are struggling in key growing regions. Excessive heat, erratic rainfall, prolonged droughts, and flooding have already caused significant cocoa crop failures on Ivory Coast, the world's largest leading producer of cocoa beans. Farmers are seeing lower yields, dying trees, and in some cases, total crop losses. Scientists at the University of California, Davis are working with California Cultured, a Sacramento-based food technology company, to develop a new way to source cocoa, growing it directly from plant cells in a lab. With grants from the National Science Foundation and Biomade, the research team is working to lower production costs and create a more reliable, sustainable source of chocolate. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One-Nighter Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny on Monday. Low 90s Wednesday, mid-80s Thursday, upper 70s Friday, mid-70s Saturday and Sunday, 78 a week from today. Currently, it is 59 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
I don't need whole lots of money. I love that song. And actually, it's true. You don't need a lot of money at Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, we have a lot to celebrate. First of all, we're celebrating our third anniversary already. Do you believe that? So by celebrating, I want to say thank you to all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that consistently buy from us. So thank you to them. Thank you to all the repeat customers. And for more celebration, we got slabs and prefabs. Buy one, get one free. We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have 270,000 feet of luxury vinyl. So come on down to 3850 Ramada for tile and slabs and 447 North Main Street for our cabinets and for our luxury vinyl. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Home builders' sentiment improved a little this month, but is still below usual levels as builders deal with rising mortgage rates, elevated costs, and economic uncertainty because of the Iran conflict. The National Association of Home Builders reading of 37 is up from 34 in April, helped by improving demand, but the survey found 32% of builders cut prices this month. Two energy giants are merging. Next Era of Florida is buying Virginia's Dominion Energy. It's a $67 billion deal. And Ford says it signed a five-year deal to supply storage capacity from Ford Energy to renewable power developer EDF. After pulling back on electric vehicle production, Ford launched its energy storage business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Alrighty, for all your computer needs, it's Knowledge Geek Computers. They can handle it. Whether you're having some problems, you need some new equipment, some upgrades, they can answer all your questions. They've been around for over 15 years here in the North County. Located at 1740 Spring Street, Suite C, you can go to knowledgecomputers.com and you can call them 805-226-5200 for Knowledge Computers.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today, one of the first things every newly married couple does once they get back from their honeymoon is to set up housekeeping. As we shall see today, some 150 years ago, setting up housekeeping was a bit different. Bethina Owens and LaGrande Hill got married on May 15, 1854. She was 14 years of age. Skipping any honeymoon, they immediately moved into their newly purchased home. It was a log cabin that was 12 feet by 14 feet in size. The door was so low that anyone going in or out would have to stoop over. The cabin had neither floor, no chimney, and wide cracks in the walls admitted both drafts and vermin, which included snakes and lizards. Their furniture consisted of a pioneer bed made by boring three holes in the logs of the wall in one corner in which to drive the rails. That way, the bed required only one leg. The table was a rough shelf fastened to the wall. The cupboard was three shelves on the wall. Her dishes were tinware. The cooking utensils comprised of a pot, tea kettle, frying pan, and coffee pot. In addition, Bethina had a butter churn, a wash tub and board, 20-gallon iron pot for washing purposes, water bucket, and a tin dipper. As a wedding present, her father gave her money to buy groceries, which she did the afternoon of her wedding. Her mother contributed a good straw bed, pillows, and blankets. Bethina considered this a most excellent start in life. Unfortunately, this marriage that started out so excellently didn't end that way. Bethina's husband beat her, and at the age of 18, she left him. What did she do then? Well, she went back to her parents' home, learned to read and write, went to school, and ended up becoming the first woman physician in the West.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
VRE number 021-99910.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Templeton American Legion, Post 220, will be holding a Memorial Day service and barbecue Monday, May 25th, 11 a.m. at the American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street. At 12 p.m. will be the annual benefit barbecue, which is $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and under. Tickets can be purchased ahead of time at templetonlegion.org. The Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association Board of Directors recently increased its assessments levied on members for the purpose of repairs and maintenance on infrastructure. The board also recently made a controversial decision to upgrade its security camera systems. President of the board, Mason Yaffe, encourages Heritage Ranch members to attend its upcoming meeting on May 28th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
This
This is a Fox News alert. I'm CJ Papa. A judge in New York City makes a key ruling regarding some evidence in the case against accused CEO killer Luigi Mangione.
So it's the bullet magazine, his cell phone, his passport, his wallet, and a computer chip will not be allowed into evidence. The gun, the weapon that police say was used to kill Brian Thompson, the United Healthcare CEO, will be allowed into evidence.
Fox's Eric Schoen outside the courthouse, red notebook, not in the backpack, will also be allowed into evidence. Diplomatic efforts continue to prevent the war in Iran from resuming.
Diplomatic efforts are playing out. Reports indicate Iran has submitted a revised proposal to Pakistani mediators aimed at addressing some of the gaps in their previous response that President Trump called a piece of garbage.
Fox's Trey Ings in Tel Aviv. The price of oil is up today, but it's off its session highs. America's listening to Fox News.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane. A legacy redesigned.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window master. Sunny today, highs in the upper 70s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid 40s, and we'll be in the upper 80s on your Tuesday. Low 90s on Wednesday, mid 80s Thursday, upper 70s Friday, mid 70s Saturday, Sunday, and upper 70s for your Memorial Day week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:56 a.m. 8.04 p.m., we are at 61 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding and swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Coming up this afternoon, it's an event that will be taking place on the 30th at the very nice Atascadero Lake Bandstand area between 12 and 3. It's called the Free Community Skillshare. Pat will be in. We'll talk about that this afternoon. Also, in the 1 o'clock hour, Susanna's got somebody on you don't want to miss. It's Kathy Talento. She headed the domestic policy for the White House during Trump's first term and has turned from a Fauci defender to a skeptic. They're going to be talking about what happened during COVID and where the fallout and then RFK, what will happen in his administration as they move forward. So interesting this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for Freedom of Speech. It's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. When you need a plumber, just call them, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And remember, you can text that 75. All right, whatever may be on your mind, let's see here on the email. When I was in the Air Force, liver and onions was the only thing in the mess hall you could go back for seconds. Well, was that because there was, could you go back for seconds for anything else that they might have, but it's just that the liver and onion, that there wasn't, nobody was eating it, so you could go back for probably seconds and thirds. If that's the case. If that's the case. Okay, let's see here. My texting, Chris, you saw what happened on the texting. Did it happen in your room?
No, I haven't looked at the text yet, if that's what you're talking about.
Well, see, there was something there about rabbits.
Let me have a look in a moment.
Because mine just said it logged out, and it's to, they're supposed to be sending me a code to get back in. This is a... folks, if you, I don't know, it's called simple texting, and they stink.
Well, the text says grass-fed, grass-finished rabbits.
What?
Grass-fed, grass-finished rabbits. I assume they're talking about eating grass-fed rabbits.
Oh, okay. All right, haven't done that either.
I mean, I've had grass-fed beef. My mom insists there's a massive difference, but I feel like I would only taste the difference if you had me try out grass-fed beef and non-grass-fed beef back-to-back. Otherwise, it just tastes like beef to me.
Oh, okay. I don't know. You put some homemade sauce on whatever, it's going to taste good anyway. All right, let's see here. What else? There was one. Oh, my gosh. No vinegar needed. Pig, deer, beef heart, floured and fried, delicious. Okay, well, everybody has their own recipe, just like they do at Thanksgiving. People, do their turkeys a certain way, so to each his own. Let's see here.
Depending on who you ask, I'd say somebody might say anything deep fried is delicious.
Yeah, if you can handle it. I wouldn't disagree with the deep fried. It's we'll have the opportunity when the fair comes, because there'll be some, what are those deep fried egg rolls, I think. Man, they are you almost have to build up for that. But the anticipation is worth it. Just like that stuff is like, okay, I'm going to eat this, but this isn't going to, it's not going to sit well with me, and I may have to sit down for a little while. So anyway, 2385775238KPRL. Let me see here. The rattlesnake at Kevin's Ranch are healthy because they eat grass-fed finished rabbits.
Oh, that's what they meant. Okay.
Okay. Well, more than likely. I don't know where, well, they're getting it because the damn gophers are the ones that are getting the grass, I'll tell you that. But, yeah. All right. Well, folks, what this had to do is with the push for Americans to eat healthy, and the healthy things are called meat organs. Americans aren't, shall we say, in love with them. So I don't know where we're going to go as far as that, but it'll be up to you to decide. Unless the government comes in, as I've said for many, many years, don't be surprised when you get the card someday and saying, Mr. Whatever, you can't purchase that because it's, according to this, your health is, you know, it's not good. And since we're covering your health cost at a certain age, and, well, probably more and more in this country, that you can't buy that because it's not good for you because we can control it. Remember, when you go to how to create a social state, you can control health care. And if you can control health care, you can control the people. Again, none of this should be far-fetched. You know, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, far-fetched with the Jetsons and the robots in the home and stuff like that. None of this is far-fetched. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, I wanted to comment on your eating of organ meats. I was a surgical tech for 6 years, and so I have a hard time eating them. And more recently, I was at a party where they were serving Rocky Mountain oysters, better known as bull testicles. And I had one on my plate, and I had it in my spoon on my fork. I could not get it to my mouth.
Well, do people say, well, if somebody eats something and they like, they're going to say, taste it, it's good. But to me, it's like some people can say, go to this movie, it's good. But that's just because our tastes are different.
Yeah. It's like trying to watch a chick flick with your girlfriend, I suppose. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. But yeah, the oysters, I looked at them, I knew what they were, I knew where they came from, and I just could not go there. Yeah.
Was there any peer pressure?
Oh, yeah, lots of people were eating them by the dozen, it seemed like, or at least like six. They're about the size of a golf ball, or maybe a little larger, so you can't eat too many of them. They're pretty filling, I would guess.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And the same thing, didn't the old McClintocks used to serve the turkey gonads? One of their specialties?
I don't remember.
Yeah, they did. That was one of their ads, and I never had those either.
I couldn't do it.
No. My father loved liver and onions, but it just had a strange appearance when you cut into it, kind of a golden red color. I don't know what it was. Didn't like it much either. But my father, he grew up in the Depression, so I guess that was a meal they could afford.
Yeah, that's why I never asked my dad why he liked it, but he had the liver and onions, and it stunk up the place. Oh, God.
The same thing, my mother used to boil kidneys, and that was the most atrocious fragrance I ever had out of her kitchen.
You guys ate kidney?
I didn't. My mom boiled them up for whatever reason. I never got them to my tongue.
Oh, so you weren't forced to eat foods when you were a kid?
No, I wasn't forced, but sometimes it was eat it or go hungry. But we didn't have that very often. My mom was a pretty good down-home country cook, so we had the basic stuff all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, again, some of that is generational.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I mean, when you grew up in between 1920 and 1945, you had some tough times you had to get through.
Right. And, again, that's where it comes from. That's why we are so spoiled with our foods.
We truly are.
I mean, I don't know about you, but and it's fine. It doesn't upset me at all. But when you go to ballparks now, because I guess fans demanding it, that's why they're doing it, you can get everything in the world at a ballpark.
I was surprised my first trip, I think it was with you, to the new Giants Stadium. And they had a sushi bar, and they had a Burger King, all these crazy things that we never got at Dodger Stadium besides a Dodger dog and nachos.
Yeah, that was with the we went up as a Rotary group.
A bus trip, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, if people want to do it, it's fine. But I don't. I'm like you. All I need is a dog and some peanuts and a beer. That's it. I don't need sushi. I don't need this and that. Plus, you know, carrying that stuff back is a pain in the neck, and, you know, people get it all over. Although I will say that the garlic fries are pretty damn good up there in San Francisco.
Yeah, they've got a good combination of stuff. I still remember that one shot on the slow motion cam where somebody's home run hit right in the guy's baseball cap full of cheese and nachos. Well, hilarious.
That's why you got to pay attention.
But, well, he got the ball.
he got a $2.50 ball, and his $8 plate went to wash.
I think they brought him a new plate because he was a star on national TV, and they brought him a new plate of nachos after he threw that one away. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, some of those cams at the ballpark are fun to watch. I will say that, but. Now, I'm a simple, just the dog and that stuff, and that's it.
Well, and I was a friend of Leslie with the Dodger Stadium. I think I was questioning. Here's a question for you. A place like Dodger Stadium brings in 50,000 fans. Do they make more money on the concessions or the gate?
My guess, it's on the concessions.
I was thinking the same thing. When you see these guys walk by with four $18 bills, $18 beers, and a plate of nachos and four or five Dodger dogs, that's $100 going out the door right there all at once.
Well, okay, so I guess the way to try and figure this out is what percentage does the Dodger organization get for the people who have rented out the space in the stadium to sell? So do they get 20%? Do they get 10%? Do they, you know, et cetera?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure. Are the concessionaires there, or are they consigned, or are they owned by the Dodgers?
I'm going to guess that they're consigned.
Yeah, could be. Could be.
I don't know why the Dodgers would want to get up, involved in that mess, but if it's a way to make more money, because, a lot of the ticket sales nowadays at many games, they're corporate tickets.
So, meaning people buy the boxes for their corporation?
That's what they do. And so I don't know if the price, because when certain teams come into town, the prices will go up.
Oh, God, yes. Last Dodger game I went to, I sat in the pavilion in left field to see the Yankees play, $150 for a bleacher seat.
Yeah, the teams, they do that.
And I can't imagine what it must have cost to sit in the box seats on field level.
Oh, that's a mortgage payment, probably.
Well, I know. I grew up in L.A., so I used to go to Dodger Stadium a lot, and I can remember going to the playoff games for $35. It's changed since then. That's a few years ago, obviously.
You couldn't get a parking ticket for $35.
No. Well, in 1966, I went to Dodger Stadium as a high schooler. I had my driver's license for a year. Cost $1 to park and $1.50 to sit in the bleachers and watch Sandy Koufax pitch.
Well,
if you think about the ratio, I was making $1.50 an hour. So for 2 hours worth of work, I could drive to the game because gas was 25 cents a gallon. I could drive to the game, watch the ballpark, and come home for 2 hours worth of labor. And, no, I don't think that equates.
And not run the risk of getting beat up.
Probably not, although I do remember running down Harbor Freeway and seeing fires on both sides during the Watts riots.
That was 65, wasn't it?
65, 66, yeah. Sometime in that time frame, yeah.
Okay.
Because I got my license in 66, 65.
Okay, well, nice memories, but they are memories because that ain't happening again.
Yeah, things have really escalated.
Yes,
and I also was very, very brokenhearted to see what's happened to Los Angeles since I left. I mean, with the upgrade and the graffiti and the windows all have bars on them now, and there's trash in the gutters and a lot of homeless camps there. It's just not what I remember from growing up.
Well, I got to tell you, Doc, I'm not, no offense, but what took you so long? Because when I first came to California, obviously I landed in Los Angeles, and I lived in Westlake Village. And
I know the area well.
Yeah, Thousand Oaks, Newbury Park, that whole area. And I remember going down to Los Angeles a couple of times because, hey, I'm a new kid from Kentucky.
Right.
I thought it was kind of a crap hole even back then.
Well, downtown L.A. was never an attractive city. There was no reason to go there. I mean, I remember back I left L.A. never to return in 1977. I've been back a few times since, and, yeah, the degradation is huge, the change.
Uh-huh. Well, yep, that it has.
Well, okay, I'll know that, sure, and then I'll let someone else get in on you.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Bye. Let's see here. I was visiting relatives of my wife's family, and they had prepared elk liver and everything else needed to make it a fancy meal. I was always finicky and decided to stay silent and try to fit in. As I took the first bite, everyone was staring at me. They all laughed and told me that they had been warned about me. The meal was fabulous. Well, you're a better person than I am. Let's see here. This is from a loyal listener, Victoria, and your subject matter made me turn to another. Well, that's why we call it freedom of speech, ma'am. That's why we call it freedom of speech. So there you go. Let's see here. The liver and onions and so forth. Let's see here. The Paso Robles School District. Folks, again, we have a potential bond coming your way, which would be a total of almost $400 million. We're still paying on two other bonds. One was the one from 2016. We will be paying till 2048. And then the one from prior to that, I think, will be paid off supposedly next year. But then with this new one, I don't know how far out, but the total just on this one potential bond coming our way could be $400 million. Now, according to this, a couple of points. This year, the school district has spent $19,676 per student. They only received $17,468 per student. So, assuming enrollment stays the same, the bond will add $66,600 per student. Assuming a 25-year note, that's an extra $2,664 in expenditures per student per year. How about that? You do the math, that's absolute, well, it's not amazing. It's, we like to say, pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. All right, mentioned about the potential for the ban on backyard barbecues in certain days in certain areas of California, and there is a push statewide for this. So we won't be able to burn, not burn, but have barbecue in our backyard. And then we'll be without electricity. See, we don't have to worry about that because as we have these, these outages, some forced outages, like we heard earlier this morning, your meat will go bad in your refrigerator, so you won't have anything to cook anyway. So this is all potentially coming our way here in the state. So something to think about, folks, when you are voting. Also, let's see here. A new proposal before the California Air Resources Board that would provide as much as $4 billion in new free emission permits to companies. This is for the fossil fuel industry in exchange for commitments to invest in clean energy. So they're trying to bribe this because, as you know, most of you know, the refineries have collided with the state and many of them have closed. And they're referred to this as the way they word it. Listen, California is considering handling oil refineries and other major polluters billions of dollars in free emission allowances. Okay. Gas prices, the oil and gas sector, they have been lobbying Sacramento. And, of course, the fight over the carbon market has driven up prices and so forth and so on. So what are we going to do? Let's bribe them with more taxpayer money. This stuff never ends. Again, I will say it forever. Make sure you look up and find the book Extortion. Look and find the and read the book Extortion. It is fascinating, and it shouldn't surprise anybody. But that's what goes. It's not just federal. It happens in all parts of government.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Paso Robles High School will be hosting College Signing Day Tuesday, May 19th in the Galesa Gym. During the event, PRHS will honor 14 high school student-athletes who have committed to continuing their academic and athletic careers at the college level. The event starts at 4 p.m. County Health Officer Dr. Penny Borenstein released a full, detailed statement about hantavirus in California. The release says the risk to the public remains low, and there are zero confirmed cases in California, with five individuals who have been exposed and are being monitored. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, a Tascadero Lake Band event. It is called the Free Community Skillshare. Pat will be on. We'll talk all about it. Then in the 1 o'clock hour, Kathy Talento, who headed domestic policy for the White House, was a one-time Fauci defender. Now she's not. She'll be talking about COVID and all of that stuff with you and Susanna this afternoon. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. Moms and pops, small business, keep the cash local, continue to live as free Americans. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.